To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. It's our quarterback-to-quarterback segment exclusively right here on the Big 870 WWL. Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
What's up, guys? How are you going?
All right, Drew. Look at the team right now. We're 1-5. I mean, when you're in that type of atmosphere, you got to be a pro one snap and clear, but it has to mess with, the spirits of the team and the individual player, depending on how you made up. But what's the most critical message right now you delivered to, the locker room to keep the team from fracturing and not pointing fingers and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, man, look, it's been one possession come down to the final drive in just about every one of these games, except for the Seattle game. So, I think that should be encouraging. And then it's just a matter of finding a way to win those games. And it usually comes down to one or two plays here and there. And I know, in each of these games, it's been kind of a different play. Maybe it was something offensively, maybe it was something defensively, maybe it was something special teams related. But the team is very close. And look, I know they have great leadership. I think especially on the defensive side of the ball, with Cam and DeMario. And then offensively, look, man, that offensive line and Alvin Kamara, all veteran guys that really have the opportunity to take control of that kind of that team, that locker room, that side of the ball, make sure that they establish their identity and go out and just, man, you just got to break the seal, on some of these close games. And then you kind of have to reinforce each and every year, like what it takes to win some of those tight games. And you look across the division and the way that the Bucs have won a lot of these games, look, the Bucs could very easily be 2-4, right? But they found ways to win a lot of these close ones.
Now, Drew, when do you get to the point, and you probably witnessed teams, are we truly rebuilding, or where are we at as an organization? Playing younger players. Look at the trade deadlines looming, November the 4th. And sometimes you have to depart with popular players or one or two of them to improve the future, to gain assets. Now you still got to pick the right players in the future depending on the assets that you have. But that's a tough call. Remember last year going into training camp, we probably had the best room of DBs. We had Lattimore, Paulson, and Debo. Alante Taylor was the young guy. We're definitely top five. But then we moved on from Lattimore. So when does it come? Because it's always, this organization, it's always better to get rid of a player a year too soon than a year too late because of the value to get something for him. So what's your take on that? Are we there yet? You might say, well, we're not there yet, Bobby. We still have a chance. To go to the playoffs. I don't know about that, Drew. I'm looking, it doesn't really, you're behind the eight ball. But November 4th could be here before you know it. So what approach do you take with that, because you've been an older player, and you know what comes about, and you're trying to also play not only for now, but also for the future.
Yeah, look, it's a tough subject because this is what I've always felt, man. I never discount leadership in the locker room, and also just the morale. There's guys that are just core pieces that I think you want to keep around as long as you possibly can. Even if their roles, diminish as far as how much they're playing or productivity or what have you, just because they're just that important, a teammate and a leader. So I think you always have to weigh that, you know, when you're thinking about those decisions. Look, I also recognize the fact that you truly build today's game through the draft. You know, you maximize what you can get out of those players for the first 4 to 5 years. And then hopefully you keep more than half of them and they become your core players for a really long time and they play for you for, you know, 8 to 12 years. But look, you're not going to be able to keep them all, right? It's just the nature of the salary cap. But I think having that leadership in the locker room and amongst some of those position groups is really, really vital.
Now, Drew, you were a touchdown maker come red zone, so we need touchdowns, not settling for field goals. What do you think is the key that we need to do to be a better, have better red zone execution? Just to, you know, where we're getting touchdowns, not having to settle for field goals.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, look, that's a combination of, look, everything gets compressed in the red zone, right? Tight windows, and you got to be on point. No negative plays. You got to be able to run the ball effect. I mean, like a two or three yard run in the red zone is a great play. But you also need targets. Like, you need matchups. You know, I mean, I can remember, you know, some of our best years, right? It was, man, Sproles was a matchup nightmare in the red zone. Jimmy Graham was a matchup nightmare in the red zone. Colston was a matchup nightmare in the red zone, right? Like, just these big bodies, like guys that just had certain traits that, man, you just knew, man, there's places I can throw that ball where only he can get it. Look, there's some scheme as well, you know, and attacking, you know, the way that some of these defenses are going to try to play in the red zone. And then just your ability to run the ball, right? Like, the 2 yards is good, and then find your matchups and make sure your scheme's on point.
Now, Drew, when I look at times, it seems like it's happening more against us than us actually doing it. I can remember whether you're throwing the receiver open or he's making that contested catch, you know, whether it be Colston or Jimmy Graham. I can go a number of examples. But it seems like every game I'm talking about in the postgame, contested catches often end up being the story. And a lot of times the teams that make them wins the game. And how critical is that you could depend on receivers or whatever's needed to make that catch? Okay, I'm going to give you an opportunity, but it just seems like we don't come down enough times with that if it's a contested type play.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think, and this isn't a knock on our receivers, but we've got a lot of fast guys. You know, they're not the biggest guys. You know, I think you know, when you have variety amongst your receiving core, you know, hey, you got guys that can run, you got guys that are great route runners, you got big bodies, so typically when you've got a mix, then that's where the matchups become interesting, you know, because all of a sudden you get a big on little and, hey, we like that matchup, right? Or we get, you know, one of our fast guys against one of their guys that doesn't transition very well, you know, and, hey, we caught him with a good matchup that favors us. Let's go attack that. So I think that's part of the magic of how you build your roster.
Now, Drew, we play in Chicago next, the Bears. And they're feeling good about themselves right now. And they have a coach that we're familiar with. And when you're in this situation, you're familiar with a coach, he might be familiar with you. And we saw Dennis Allen being a part of our defense here forever. How would you attack, like, the Bears on Sunday? Because it's like a chess match because, you know, you might know them, but they know you. So how do you approach that?
Well, it's kind of like playing a divisional opponent, you know. Yes, there is a high level of familiarity, but you just find a little nuances, you know. And obviously the personnel is different, you know. So we got to study their personnel and really understand who we're going up against. But, I think from the coordinator perspective, we know Dennis's scheme, right? We know the stuff that
right.
There's kind of his comfort zone, right? We know his go-tos, you know. He also knows that we know that.
Right.
I'm sure there's going to be some wrinkles, you know. But at the same time, you know, this is Kellen Moore's offense against his defense, right? And so those, you know, I'm not sure how often those have gone up against each other.
Now, Drew, looking at the starting offensive line, it seems like going into the last game, going against the Patriots, that only played like 23 snaps together. It's like we always were snake bit, hurt, whatever. Now it looks like the offensive line is coming together, guys that we're familiar with. And you want to, boy, I'm like saying, can we stay healthy for 1 month and play together? And, you know, and that happens. So, well, that's a positive because I think you need that continuity. Just speak about the great O-lines you play with and how important that is. And not being one to mention, not only just run blocking, but the whole schemes and how you know how each other's thinking, whether it's pass protection, run blocking, but having that continuity in the O-line. Because we always, the fans, we tend to look at the skill people and don't. We only talk about the linemen when they're getting their butt whooped, you know. But when they're doing their job, that's always, you don't talk about them. But I think that's going to be important, the continuity of the O-line, to be able to play for an extended period.
Look, it's crucial. It's crucial. Because you know that is the position in football that really requires that. Just because of the amount of communication that happens and the adjustments that happen, and not only that, just how you work together in pass protection. You know, I mean, if you just sat there and watched the front, you know, five against, you know, the D line, they're running all kinds of games and they're having to pass off twists and stunts, and you know that's just constant communication and takes a ton of time on task. So like. I think back to Streif and Jari, you know, and the way that they would communicate and how they were handling all that stuff, right?
Right.
You think about guys that, like, you know, that would even be, you know, play swing tackle, swing guard, you know, like the Andrus Peets, you know, that all of a sudden he starts off at left guard and then the left tackle goes down. He's got to jump out to left tackle. But, you know, hey, you also kind of understand where you need to kind of, you know, be aware of just based on matchups and different things. So, look, it's a crucial part of the game, though.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on here with us on the Big 870 WWL and our quarterback-to-quarterback segment.
All right, Drew, at least when they go to Chicago, it should be nice fall day. You know, we'll be dealing with right? You know, inclement weather. So.
Yeah, no snow or sleet or anything like that.
Yeah,
Let's hope so.
All right.
Thank you, Drew.
They're building a dome stadium up there, you know that?
Well, yeah, because they want a Super Bowl in Arlington Heights. Yeah, you got you have to have that billion-dollar stadium. You want those Super Bowls.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Drew.
All right.
Appreciate it. Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert, and our quarterback-to-quarterback segment exclusively right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.